at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're hoping to have our good friend Peter Hammond from South Africa. Dr. Hammond, are you there? Guess not. They're hopefully in the process of getting him on the line, but basically, George Clooney had gone to the Sudan recently, did a motion picture, and got it on television, and we saw it at our home. Basically, what he's talking about is the fact that the war in the Sudan between the Christians and the Muslims, which ended about in 2005, at least there was sort of a little unstable truce there, but this war had been going on for 75 years, between the Muslim North and the Christian South, and crucially, a real problem is that the Christian South has a great deal of oil, and the Muslim North wants that. In the past, they've killed, during the last 20 years, they've killed about 2 million of the Christians in a brutal war that had come to an end in 2005. But there was to be a vote. It was to be taken in January of this year, of 2011. So that's just about 2 weeks from now. There was to be a vote that was to be taken to determine whether the South would separate from the North. Well, the only people who are voting are the people in the South. Do they want to separate from the North? And of course they want to separate from the North. They have no advantage. There are no services that come from the North. The only thing that the people in the North want is to slaughter the Christians in the South, because the Muslims hate the Christians. They always have, and they want to dominate them. In fact, they want to dominate all of Africa. Unfortunately, this, of course, is the attitude of the jihadist government that exists in Sudan today. So within just a couple of weeks, there is going to be a vote taken in the South. And if the people vote for independence, then in all probability, why, the war will resume. The troops are massed on the border with the South. The tanks are massed there. The Chinese communists, which of course have developed the oil in the Sudan, and the reason that they were able to do that is our government allowed the PetroChina, which is a large Chinese communist oil company, to come into the United States to raise funds. They raised about $5 billion on American markets. In other words, everything that communist China has done has been done with our finances, because remember, our leaders want to build up communist China and transfer the industrial base of America to China and to India and other third world countries, so that they can lower the living standards here and raise the living standards throughout the world. That is, of course, the agenda laid out in the Earth Charter, which was written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller. You can get it on the Internet. Get it and read it and understand the spiritual implications of what's going on, because this is a strongly spiritual document, which is what motivates these wicked people who are intent upon destroying our country. But, of course, we allowed China Petro to borrow $5 billion on American financial markets to develop the oil in the Sudan, so China then could pay a great deal of money to the Sudan, and the Sudan then could buy the weapons, and of course they have very, very sophisticated weapons ready for this coming war. Well, Dr. Hammond, thank you so much for being with us.
It's always a joy to be with you, Dr. Stan. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. We got Peter up early this morning for a program we did here last night, and so now it's afternoon, it's 4 o'clock there, and in Cape Town, South Africa. Dr. Hammond leads a unit, a organization known as Frontline Fellowship, and of course they have missionary trips and missionary field all throughout Africa, and we personally support them. We think they're doing a wonderful job. But I asked Peter to come on to give you the background of what's going on in the Sudan and what is going to happen there in all probability. Please pick up the story, Peter.
Yes, well, Dr. Stan, we're in a very serious situation in Sudan at the moment. They're heading towards a referendum on the 9th of January this coming year, so we're barely 2 weeks away from it. And at this referendum, the South has the opportunity to vote on whether they want to go independent, redraw the map, secede from the North legally, or if they want to stay within the unitary state of National Islamic Front Sudan. Well, there's no doubt the vast majority, well over 90% of the Southerners want secession. They want to break free from the North. In the last 55 years of independence, most of the time has been spent fighting for survival against the National Islamic Front government of Sudan. In fact, there have been six Islamic dictatorships, none of them elected, all them military dictatorships and one-party states that have bludgeoned the people. That have waged jihad against the South, the most recent being the National Islamic Front government. And so this war, which has consumed the last generations, most of the people in Sudan can't even remember when they had peace. And so obviously they want to break away from the North. They've had enough, and they beat the North in fair fights in the war. They had a comprehensive peace agreement in 2005, and this is now one of the conditions, one of the most important conditions of the peace agreement made in 2005 is that the South will have a chance to vote on whether they want to secede or not. There's no doubt they will want to secede, and the question is what's going to happen after that, because the North has made it clear that they intend to do some very serious punishments against the South if the South wants to secede. And one of the main reasons for this is that there's a lot of oil fields in the South that's been discovered in recent years, and China Petroleum's involved in exploiting that oil, and they are rewarding the National Islamic Front government of Sudan with a lot of high-tech weaponry to help maintain their dictatorship. And this is all a recipe for just a new war.
And, of course, if the war breaks out, there will be a terrible slaughter of the Christians in the South again. And what's really so interesting is that right now the attention of the American people is, you know, focused on the Super Bowl. Who's going to get to the Super Bowl? And, of course, we still have our various other issues. You know, as Tiger Woods, he's still separated from his wife and all the tragedies that we see. But our news is managed, and here's a very important issue. It involves a large Christian population that it may very well be slaughtered starting in another few weeks, or it may take longer than that. We don't know, but we do know that the tanks and the troops are massed on the border of the north there, and they are anticipating a moving south. We'll have to wait to see what happens. We know the people will vote for freedom. But, of course, freedom will be short. We'll be right back with Dr. Peter Hammond.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier in Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel the dramatic performance-elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work at hard physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you'll need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead? You'll be glad that you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Peter Hammond from Frontline Ministries, and we're just talking about the fact that there could very well be, with before too long, a war once again in the Sudan. The vote comes up on the 9th of January, and certainly the North has made it very, very clear that they are not going to relinquish their these vast oil holdings in the South. So, Peter, why don't the South just give up the oil and say, take the oil, but all we want to do is be free, because that's what they really want, isn't it?
Well, yes, and in fact, there's a difference of opinion on it. I'd be one of those who'd also say, forget the oil. It's more important to have peace and freedom for us. And most of these are on the outer edges. But, of course, there are those in the South who say, well, you know, these are our natural resources, by rights, ours, and we need to rebuild our country. And after all, you've been bombing and scorched earthing and destroying everything. So some say, well, let's divide it up somewhat 50-50. So you've got a variety of opinions. As per normal, the Muslim radicals want everything. And what they're negotiating for is what doesn't belong to them anyway. And isn't this the way it's often is? The radicals want to divide what's yours. And it's never that they're willing to give anything. They're just wanting to take.
Well, under any circumstances, this will be a tragic situation. Now, my understanding is that a lot of the people there are already fleeing for the northern part of the southern Sudan simply because of their fear of what lies ahead.
Well, yes, Dr. Stan, that's absolutely true. There are millions of displaced people in Sudan. Well over 5 million southerners have lost their homes and fled internally, not counting the millions who fled across the border into neighboring Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, and further afield. Some have fled as far as the United States. You've no doubt met some of them over there, too. Well, the ones internally displaced, quite a few of them are in big shanty slum areas around Khartoum, the capital city, where they fled to get away from the scorched earth and the massacres and bombings in the south. They treat it very badly, of course, in the north, but at least they're free from bombing, and there's some food available. So they, many of them, have been told, if the South declares independence, you're going to lose your homes, you're going to bulldoze down everything, and many, fearing this, are starting to flee already back to the South, fearing revenge attacks, massacres of any black Christians in the north if the South secedes. And, of course, many want secession anyway. So it's a very difficult situation. You can imagine right now people are preparing for the worst. Of course, they want independence. They want secession. They want freedom. They know that only good fences can make good neighbors in this case. The North has always treated the South as a place to raid for slavery. In fact, when the British came in the 1800s to Sudan, they found that 7 out of every 8 black people in Sudan were slaves. 7 out of 8. And, of course, the British ended the slave trade for the 58 years they had Sudan as their protectorate. But when Britain left at the end of 1955, the North immediately declared jihad, immediately started enslaving the South and oppressing them, treating them like less than a colony. So the situation was absolutely desperate, and of course the Southerners had to fight for freedom, and it's been one of the longest wars in recent memory. Here you had a war that was going on for 50 years between a Muslim Arab North and a Christian South. Five coup d'etats came and went. They're in the sixth dictatorship in the North at the moment. Al-Bashir's dictatorship came to power in 1989, a very bloody coup, the Tar Revolution, and they've been in power for the last 21 years. Well, Omar al-Bashir, the dictator of Sudan, he's got war crimes, trials, genocide charges against him. He's wanted at The Hague, at the International Court of Justice in Europe for his war crimes in Sudan. So obviously the North is, without any shadow of a doubt, a slave trading government, a government that's committed genocide, a government that's involved in every kind of abuse that you can imagine. And the South has every right to go independent. However, the resources that they need for survival, the North wants to take. So the North is only willing to give them the swamp, and they want to redraw the map in a way that's very disadvantageous to the South. And the South saying, listen, you tried, we beat you in fair fight, and now this is what we need. The trouble is that the North has been exercising complete control over the oil fields. The Red Chinese have been exploiting oil completely, and Red China doesn't pay like normal governments. They pay in kind. It's more like bartering. They pay with weapons. So the government of Sudan has been getting the J-7 and J-8 fighter bomber jets. They've been getting MI-8 and MI-24 Hind helicopter gunships. They've been getting every kind of tank, T-62s and others, and the T-72s. And the situation is that while the South has just been rebuilding their lives, rebuilding schools and churches and getting the wells and replanting the fields and trying to rebuild their lives, the North has been rearming with the weapons the Red Chinese have given them, with the oil that they've stolen from the South. So you can see it's a very uneven situation, because nobody ever helped the South militarily. The Southerners weren't getting military aid from anyone. The only weapons they've ever had in the South that I've ever seen are weapons they've captured from the government of Sudan, which are Red Chinese manufacturers. So the enemy is my quartermaster. The Southerners have been only dependent on what they could capture from the enemy. And, of course, the last official fighting took place 5 years ago. So in the last 5 years, while the North's been massively rearming, the South has just been rebuilding, but the weapons they have are now obviously older, 5 years older, and maybe some of them are not working. I know most of the tanks that they captured are not working anymore. That takes a lot of maintenance. So you're talking about a very disproportionate situation. The North now has far more weapons than it had 5 years ago, and the South has less weapons that work.
Well, Peter, I remember you saying that during the war, a lot of the Muslims had actually defected to the Christian South and become Christians. Is that true?
Indeed. In fact, it is. I've documented this in my book, Faith and Defiance. And there have been cases of even up to battalions of Sudanese from the North coming across the line to the South and saying, we want to become Christians and we want to fight for the South. And this was not that uncommon. And I've spoken to Commander Thomas Aurelio, for example, who is one of these commanders who brought an entire battalion over to the South, was converted and went from being a commander for the North to commanding the same troops for the South. And I said to him, how did you convince an entire battalion to defect? And he said, well, it wasn't difficult. Most of the people hated the government for its brutality. But he said there were, of course, Islamic jihadist fanatics, fundamentalists. We had to kill eight of them, but the rest were happy to defect to the South. So I realized, well, this is what a civil war is. It's a very brutal thing. But yes, many of the Northerners are so repulsed and so disgusted by the extreme brutality of the government that many have literally defected and converted to Christianity and joined the South in order to fight against the government that's oppressing the entire country.
Well, it's a tragic situation. Somebody once said there's nothing worse than war other than perhaps losing a war. And it's going to be, whatever happens, it's going to be a tragic situation. But, of course, why isn't America helping? I mean, we're certainly involved all over that the Muslim world, and certainly we're doing everything we can to put down the jihadists. And actually, the Sudanese government is a jihadist government. Yet we have our troops in Somalia down south and certainly manipulating the war there in Ethiopia. And I guess that we have our troops in Ethiopia, and certainly we're involved in what's going on in Somalia and in Yemen. And but we don't seem to be concerned about the fact that the Muslims in Sudan are about to slaughter the Christians in the southern part of Sudan again.
No, indeed. Dr. Dennis continually concerns me, the hypocrisy, the double standards, the selective compassion. Why is it that we so often see the United Nations, the U.S. State Department, and others very concerned for Muslims, whether it's Muslims in Darfur, Muslims in Kuwait, Muslims in Afghanistan, Muslims in Bosnia? They will move to help Muslims in Somalia, anywhere in the world, but they don't seem to ever want to go and help Christians. Whether it's Christians in Rwanda,
where our government installed a new government, a constitution under Sharia law in Iraq, which, of course, has required the Christian population of Iraq to flee, what the average American doesn't understand. The Christians in the United States don't understand is the people who control our government do really have a very anti-Christian bias. But, of course, they can't let the population know. But certainly in Iraq we've seen that. The Christians have been forced to flee just this last week. They slaughtered about 50 of them there in Baghdad. Of course, we don't talk about that very much here in the United States, because the last thing that the ruling class in America wants is for the public to realize that they are anti-Christian. And yet we certainly see this in all of their policies, and specifically there in the Sudan with the looming war between the Muslims and the Christians. Why, of course, we are not doing anything we can to help the Christians south. So what do you think is going to happen, Peter? As you, certainly you've been to the Sudan many times. You have many friends there. Frontline Fellowship has been very involved in helping to help the South during the war and helping them to rebuild since then. What do you actually foresee happening?
Well, Dr. Stan, I certainly believe that we're going to see a new war start up. It's hard to imagine that we're going to get by without conflict, because there's just been so much rearming in the north, and the Islamic jihadists are endlessly whipping up the people into the most irresponsible hate speech and hostility against the Christians in the south. So while the southerners would gladly redraw the map and let good fences make good neighbors and start afresh, the North doesn't seem to want to allow this. And obviously, here we've got all the recipes for violence, and it's being exacerbated, aggravated by Red China's irresponsible wholesale support of dictatorships throughout Africa, and we're seeing it in many countries. I was brought up in Rhodesia, as you know, and we've still got the madman, the Marxist dictator Robert Mugabe, destroying the country there. And it's the same mix again. The U.S. State Department betrayed the pro-Western Christian government of Ian Smith of Rhodesia and installed this violent, vicious, anti-Christian, anti-Western Marxist dictator Robert Mugabe. And 30 years later, he's there. Now, the West might have put him in and helped him in for many years, but now it's overwhelmingly Red China's weapons that are keeping him in power. Long after all the people have expressed all of their hostility and opposition to him, and yet what we are seeing is in each case, China's coming in like the new colonials. They're involved in 14 of the wars in Africa, and they're backing, obviously, the anti-Christian governments in each case, whether Muslims or Marxists. And in each case, the way China works is they extract the minerals. In Zimbabwe, it's blood diamonds. In Sudan, it's the oil. In Angola, it's the oil. So wherever they are operating, China comes in like colonials, wanting the mineral rights. Whatever you want, we'll give you. You want that new presidential palace? No problem, we'll build it for you. You want that football stadium? We'll build it for you. You want that new prestigious airport? No problem, we'll build it for you. All you've got to do is sign over the mineral rights to China. And China is moving in boots and all. China has become the biggest single trading partner with Africa pushing Britain, France, and America out. Britain was the top at one stage, and then it was eclipsed by France and America, and now China's even eclipsing not only Britain and France, but even the United States. China has moved into the forefront with over $100 billion a year of trade with Africa. And in fact, it's more than that, because much of the trade is not recorded because it's done by bartering. You give us minerals, we give you weapons and whatever you particularly want, the prestigious project. So Red China is ignoring the International Monetary Fund, ignoring the debt of these countries, ignoring what they have to do to pay back previous loans. They're just working on more of a bartering system. So, in fact, China's trade with Africa is even more than what the statistics tell us. But the statistics say, officially, China's trade with Africa has risen 10 times in the last 10 years. That's 1,000.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me for a series exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. Starting January the 8th at 1 p.m., we will look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? What does Torah have to do with them? Or how do I know the difference between truth and error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. This exciting series begins January the 8th, 2011. So please join us and call now for details and registration. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation. Call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576. A love offering will be collected. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Peter Hammond from Frontline Fellowship. Peter, how can people get in touch with your ministry if they'd like to know more about it or they'd like to help?
Look, Stan, we've got a couple of websites. Frontlinefellowship.net is one of our websites, www.frontlinefellowship.net. Also, our main website here based in Africa is www.frontline.org.za, frontline.org.za. They can also email us at mission@frontline.org.za. www.ZA.
Oh, one more time, the email. Or, and is there
email
a telephone
mission,
number here in the United States?
Yes, mission@frontline.org.za, and there is a telephone number in the U.S. It's 1-866-785-7210. So that's 866-785-7210. That's the telephone number, or you can go to the website, www.frontlinefellowship.net.
Now, your new book on the Sudan and what's going on there, it's certainly expanded what you've written before about the Sudan. Is that book available on Amazon? What's the title?
Yes, by God's grace, it's available again. It's Faith Under Fire in Sudan. This is the third edition, and it's three times larger than the first edition. It just has kept being out of print and continually sold out. This new one is 320 pages, over 200 pictures. So there's nothing like it to get the full story in Sudan, what's been going on, not just now, it's very up-to-date, but all the way through the whole incredible story of Christian courage fighting Islamic Jihad for 14 centuries. So that's Faith Under Fire in Sudan, and you can get that on our website, frontlinefellowship.net.
Now, for those of you out there who'd like to get some glimpse of how this whole situation works, I suggest a book we carry called Memoirs, written by David Rockefeller, and there he actually talks about how he and the trilateralists went over and how happy the Chinese dictator was to meet with him and how they really want to work together. And of course, that's the basis of why we've transferred literally hundreds of billions of dollars of so they could build up, China could build up its manufacturing base. It all came from money from the trilateralists, either in the United States or in England or in Europe, as they built up this great manufacturing base. And, of course, now, of course, one of the most important items that Rhodesia has, or Zimbabwe has, is the rare earth. They are only available in Rhodesia, in Zimbabwe, and in China. And, of course, now we've turned Zimbabwe, we specifically installed there a communist dictator who was trained in Red China. His name is Mugabe, a ruthless man. Over half of the population has fled the country. We brought Mugabe to power. Henry Kissinger went, well, why don't you tell our listeners what Henry Kissinger said on television in Rhodesia to convince the Rhodesians to trust America? America would always be there to help. How did Mugabe, the communist, red Chinese communist dictator, take over in Rhodesia?
Well, Dr. Stan, I remember it so well. I was a teenage boy at the time, and of course, my brother was fighting in the army at that stage against terrorists. And I remember when Henry Kissinger came over, and there was a lot of excitement because he represented America, our allies that we'd fought alongside in the First and the Second World War and in the Korean conflict. So America was offering us aid, and Henry Kissinger came as a friend, and he said that they wanted to help resolve the problems, and he said that the United States of America would guarantee the safety and the integrity of property, the sanctity of life, the sanctity of property. Nobody would lose their farms. No one would have their property. It's all threatened because the United States of America would guarantee the rule of law and the security of property and of investments, that anybody who wanted to leave the United States would reimburse them and help them resettle elsewhere, so nobody had anything to fear. They would protect them. There's no need to leave the country because they would guarantee the rule of law and property. But if you did want to leave, the United States would help them resettle and so on and so forth. Well, of course, everything he said was a complete and utter lie. The United States never did anything of the sort. They've given a lot of aid over the last 30 years to this madman dictator, Robert Mugabe, but they've never protected or in any way compensated the thousands of Rhodesian farmers who've had their farms confiscated by this communist dictatorship and all their property looted, their livestock slaughtered, their all their family heirlooms, including photo albums, and just all burned up by Marxist thugs by Robert Mugabe. Anyone who wants to see the pictures, we have pictures on our website, and you would not believe what's been going on in Zimbabwe. But to think this was installed back, it started with Henry Kissinger's peace proposals, which Rhodesia accepted, and in under J. Jimmy Carter's administration, it came to fruition. And you've had a few presidents since Jimmy Carter, but we're still stuck with Mugabe. And praise God that you've got some term limitation and elections, but the poor people of Africa are normally saddled with those folks that the State Department puts in. I think Americans need to think about the fact that probably few people think foreign policy when they choose American presidents or senators, but in Africa we think foreign policy because the results of U.S. foreign policy affects many of us. I can say straightforward today, there are millions of people in Africa dead today as a result of U.S. foreign policy, especially under Jimmy Carter, and especially the betrayals of Henry Kissinger. What they did, do you know that 13 countries fell to communism in the 4 years of Jimmy Carter's administration? 13 countries, including Rhodesia and many others, Angola, Mozambique, and Africa, where I've worked. And so I know from personal experience, having seen hundreds of burned-out churches, bombed-out churches, starved machine-gun villages, destroyed hospitals, schools, mass graves. I've written in the killing fields of Mozambique and Holocaust in Rwanda and other books some of the results of these outrageous policies. And it's time for the U.S. citizens and voters and taxpayers to get angry at how their elected representatives have really abused the trust of so many people and betrayed countries in the hands of Marxist dictators, and in the case of Sudan, Muslim dictators who are just devastating the population. And we really need to know this. We need to shine the light of truth on these dark dealings and bring these cockroaches out into the open that people can see the results of this kind of policy.
Well, our foreign policy is still very closely linked to Red China. We're doing everything we can to help them build up their military, help them build up their manufacturing base. I mean, supposedly we have little spats with them from time to time when they violate all the rules of trade. They discriminate against our of items, our products going into their country, whereas we very seldom discriminate against their products coming into America. Because the basis of American foreign policy is to build up this ruthless regime in Red China, which oppresses its people. And, of course, Cynthia is a regime that has no respect at all for human life and kills people and tortures people who oppose it. And so we are supporting the dictatorship there, and they are in about 15 countries in Africa. Basically, the American State Department still sends humanitarian aid to keep the man in power in Rhodesia that we've installed. Certainly, over half the population has fled. What's the unemployment in Rhodesia today? We'll get back to that in just a minute when we get back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Dr. Peter Hermond of Frontline Fellowship. Peter, could you tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on in Zimbabwe, this country where Henry Kissinger had promised the people that they had nothing to fear if we would just allow them to install communist thug, Mugabe, who's been there now for 30 years. What's going on in Zimbabwe today?
Well, Dr. Stan, what I'm going to say, many people may find hard to believe, but there's no exaggeration. It's absolutely true. It's fully documented. I was brought up in this country. Our mission has been working in there for the last 29 years. I've been going into Zimbabwe as a missionary since 1982, and so we're doing many trips every single year into this country, and we've got a huge amount of photographic evidence of what I'm going to say. There's no doubt that what's gone on in Zimbabwe is what you could call a national suicide. That's no exaggeration. More than half of the total population of Zimbabwe have fled the country. Zimbabwe is afflicted with the highest unemployment. Officially, 95% of the population is unemployed. And can you imagine? And this has forced people to flee across the border to find food, work, and to smuggle back something that can help their families that are left behind survive. It's got the worst inflation worldwide. It went into the millions and billions and trillions percent inflation. They knocked 16 zeros off the currency, and they still were printing $100 trillion notes, which are worth nothing, which cannot even buy a loaf of bread. It's worse inflation than they had in the Weimar Republic, worse inflation in Hungary, worse inflation in Yugoslavia. It's the worst inflation in history in Zimbabwe, and we can thank Robert Mugabe's socialism for that. You see, he committed national suicide by destroying the agricultural base. He was so anti-white, so hostile, that the 5,500 white commercial farmers who were feeding the 10 million people and providing most of the employment in the country, the farmers in Zimbabwe were literally the biggest employers in the country. They were also providing the most foreign exchange, foreign exports, everything that really helped the country is built on this agricultural base. And Mugabe killed the goose that laid the golden egg. He unleashed his mobs to attack the white farms, and they destroyed these farms. He called it land reform. In fact, there was no land reform, it was just farm invasions. They came in, they burned, they looted, they destroyed, they slaughtered livestock, they wiped out dairy farms, they killed the farmers in many cases, they destroyed their magnificent herds. And what suddenly happened is mass unemployment, mass starvation, and a total destruction of the economy. It was absolutely extraordinary what was done. And although Mugabe's atrocities have been so well documented, it seems the international governments are frozen. They cannot seem to act with decisiveness to deal with the thug, who they are personally responsible for, because unlike other governments in the world, this government was put in place by policy of the United Nations, the State Department, the British Foreign Office, the European Union, the Organization of African Union, the Commonwealth. They all worked as their number one foreign policy goal in the 1970s to destroy Rhodesia and to replace it with Robert Mugabe's Zimbabwe. And so the situation now is the country's in total economic meltdown. But you may say, how does he stay in power? Red Chinese weapons and of course, generous Western aid, but the blood diamonds is the new element. They've now found the biggest diamond fields in the world in Zimbabwe, and Mugabe's using these blood diamonds in order to enrich his government, and it's all going to China.
Now basically, are there red Chinese troops at all there, or is it just red Chinese aid?
No, the Red Chinese Army is there, the PLA, that's the People's Liberation Army, so-called. There's no liberation about it, but the Chinese PLA, People's Liberation Army, is supervising the diamond mining in Mereng, and the Antonov cargo planes are flying in, landing in the Mereng airstrip, which is a bush runway, and flying directly from there to China. They don't go through customs. They don't go through the capital. They don't go through any of the normal channels. The weapons and personnel come straight into Mereng, to the Diamond Fields, which is a military exclusion zone. They extract material straight out, and it's absolutely incredible. We've got some of the most extraordinary pictures that we brought out from there. I've been putting together PowerPoints on this to expose this, and the people who've seen it have been astounded. We're talking about slavery. There were hundreds of local people who were machine gunned and killed by people from the Zimbabwe army who came in and started to do forced removals, ethnic cleansing, and turned it into a military exclusion zone when they realized there were diamonds there. And they now, the only civilian people in that area are there as slaves, effectively. You've got mass slave camps which are being maintained by the Zimbabwe army, led by the presidential guard of Mugabe's, and the Chinese People's Liberation Army. They're supervising this diamond mining, using slave labor. And these are genuine blood diamonds in a real sense. They're extracting diamonds from the soil there using forced laborers at gunpoint who are treated as no better than slaves. And it would really break your heart to see some of these pictures we've got. And we're putting them on our website that people can see what's going on. It's an absolute disgrace. At the moment, 20% of the world's diamond production is coming from Zimbabwe's Mereng blood diamond field. They believe it's going
to
increase.
We were able to crush South Africa and force them to accept the communist government there by putting total sanctions on, but we wouldn't want to do that with our good friends there in Rhodesia. What about the availability of water and electricity and the basic essentials of life? Are water and electricity available? Is food available in Rhodesia today?
Oh, not generally. They can have electricity power failures for a month at a time in the capital city. There have been schools closed down all over. In fact, last year, there wasn't, I'm meaning 2009, there wasn't one school that had exams. It was such a disrupted year. They had 24 school days in 2009. I'm not sure what it was for this particular year. We're waiting for the stats to come in. Not one school was able to have a final exam, and nobody passed in 2009. The university was closed because of protests from the students. And do you know, the university in Zimbabwe has a compulsory subject. If you want to study at the university, the only university in the country, you've got to study Chinese. Chinese is a compulsory subject. We've never heard of a compulsory subject at university before. But in Zimbabwe, they have that. The people have, they go to shops and there's nothing there. They go to the petrol stations, no petrol. And the situation in Zimbabwe has been so desperate that literally more than half of the population have fled across the borders to their neighboring countries to just survive.
Peter, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for everything you do. Please keep us posted. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless all your listeners.
Bye-bye.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a Warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel a dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You really have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work hard at physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Peter Hammond. And remember, it was Henry Kissinger that did this. Of course, it's a trilateral commission. This little group of people who run our country. Who runs America today? Why, Henry Kissinger. If you read certainly the books of Bob Woodward wrote about George Bush, he will tell you that whenever Henry Kissinger came to Washington, D.C., why, everything stopped, and Henry and, of course, Dick Cheney would go to, would welcome Henry Kissinger, who would offer them his counsel. Who runs the Obama administration? Well, General James Jones, a member of the Trilateral Commission, spoke at a conference, I believe it was in February of this year in Munich, and he commented that they have a chain of command in the White House now, and he said, you know, it comes down to Ben Scowcroft and Sandy Berger from Henry Kissinger, who gives us orders every day. Those are the exact words he used at this conference, and we actually have that if anybody wants to see it. We get our orders every day through the chain of command, through Ben Scowcroft and Sandy Berger from Henry Kissinger. So the man who brought this horror to Zimbabwe, Rhodesia, is in charge of America today. And, of course, they're in the process of systematically destroying our economy, building up the economy of India, of China, of Malaysia, countries throughout the world, Brazil, of the so-called BRIC nations, and they are going to lead the world. And America is to become a second-rate nation because the American people allowed it to happen. We have a ruling elite, organized evil. And you say rational people wouldn't want to destroy America. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, we're not dealing with rational people. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The foreign policy of America is anti-Christian. And believe me, the domestic policy is as well. Why do you think that they won't allow the nativity scene on public land? Why do you think they took God and prayer out of our schools? Well, we tell you in our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, nobody else is going to tell you, that the Supreme Court was taken over by a secret occult society. They controlled the American Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in the majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 at one time. Members of a secret society in our Supreme Court, taking God and prayer out of our schools and centralizing all power in Washington, D.C. That's what the Vietnam War was all about, a distraction, so we could transform America. And, of course, if we hadn't had that wonderful distraction, that no-win war where we lost 58,000 men who were sent overseas to fight in a battle that they were never allowed to win, just exactly as going on in Afghanistan today, our men fight bravely thinking they're fighting for America. They're not. They're fighting to pursue the internationalist goals, the one-world order, the one-world religion, the one world leader. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Brotherhood of Darkness will change your life if you read it through and understand and check the sources of information. There are secret societies in Washington, D.C. today. You can find their emblems every place, on the back of the dollar bill, painted on the roof of the Capitol building, the apotheosis of George Washington, of the statuary in Washington, D.C. We've got a great 3-DVD set. It's called the Secret Mystery Series. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. I'm in all three of them. I don't play an important part, but I do stress the point that there have always been the secret societies here, and today they're in total control. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. America is going to be destroyed if the American people allow it. We can stop it. You've got to become involved and get yourself. Cause the freedom. Until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is the Lion, KHNC.